Ladies and gentlemen, the Florida Podmen present the World League of Idiots, the A to Z of Idiots. Do you know, there's a song by the pop band, well, more rock band, Extreme, from years and years ago. That it goes, get the funk out, F-U-N-K. And I always used to sing it like that. That's how it was spelt. But it occurred to me, do you think they were having a joke? They were saying funk and it was a way to get past the censors? And
I think so. Yeah. I think that it was just extreme when they, after what was that big song they had?
More Than Words.
That's it.
No, I think it was before More Than Words.
Before, so they didn't have to really worry about like getting on MTV or anything like that.
But you have to try. And it's a great song, but it did occur to me that for the letter F, you have to be careful and not say fuck. Yeah.
You just did.
Oh, shit. Beep. Censor. Good afternoon.
A little late on the timing on that one.
Oh, good morning. Good afternoon or morning to everybody. What do you think? Guess.
Yeah, whenever. You decide. Whatever it is. Happy day.
Morning. Good or good night. Actually, nighttime. Right. Today we are on, I sort of said this already, on the letter F of the A to Z. A to Z?
Z. No, Z. We established in the first episode it's Z because it's our podcast. And we're in the UK.
In this country, currently.
Other than the band ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah.
Do they call them ZZ Top over here?
Oh, yeah, ZZ Top, yeah. No, it's ZZ Top. That's a great point. Uh-huh. I remember there's a comedian, Demetri Martin, that talks about the letter O can be like O, whether it's a number or the letter. But you can't call somebody like who's got an O in their name. That's THO0MAS. And so, but you can do it with the letter O. Where did that? I was just trying to think where that came from. Why was ZZ Top? You can't change the name of something just to suit your own racism. Now then.
Oh, this early. Is starting heavy.
The best thing about that sentence was how I rolled my R for racism.
Usually you only do that when you're telling a Florida story about it. I was wondering with a Spanish name, Raul or something like that. Yeah. Fernando.
I miss those people. Let's see who I've got today. I'm going first
today. You've got the entire world. You got to start looking for Spanish people now.
Am I going first?
We haven't had any crazy names yet either. That's one of my favorite things about this. The only reason I actually agreed to sign up for this bullshit just to hear you say people's names incorrectly.
We've got... Listen, I don't know which... Do you remember in the other League of Idiots? What are they? The Florida ones?
Yes.
We had little lists that we would do every now and then. We would talk with... There would be a Florida story and then something that inspired the story. Would you mind if I had a little bit of an extra F to this?
Oh, that's fine. I don't mind a bit of a filler. Yeah, for filler.
Okay, but I'm not. I'm going to start with something, and this is just going back to what we were just talking about accents. This is the story about a Italian reporter. He's a football reporter. He is talking about the Chelsea football team on transfer day, and in Italy it's kind of like a big deal, right? So they're reporting. The show is Sport Italia, and the headline is Italian reporter attacks rowdy football fan with an inflatable banana on transfer deadline day. So my F is fan or football fan. It doesn't matter really.
Inflatable.
Yeah, inflatable. Yeah, it's been flated. Transfer deadline day is renowned for attracting rowdy football fans. There's a weird thing here. Yeah, I think so. I'm going
like us. They are fans of admin. That's all it is. It's just admin.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It has to be ticked off in the list. I'm just sending you a photograph of. Mm-hmm. Two people.
F for photograph.
Yeah. The reporter is the one who's not holding the banana. The fan is the one who's holding it. Do you see that?
That looks like the worst cosplay. It looks like a young Robert Webb
and Bob
from,
Mortimer
show and Bob Mortimer. Yeah,
just done it. So exactly. I didn't.
I like Bob's fuzzy banana that he's holding. Sorry,
see,
this won't make any sense to anybody. That's not me or Chris.
The fuzzy banana is the muff, the microphone muff. Dead cat, they're called, aren't they? All right. Okay. Uh-huh. So they stood outside Chelsea football ground. I actually went to a team meeting at Chelsea football. The Sky box is on the halfway line, not on it. I mean, it's in line with the halfway line.
So, we're in the middle of the pitch.
And so we sat there. The reporting happened outside. An Italian journalist decided to get his revenge. I didn't think he decided. I think he was just... if you watch the video, you'll see what happened. So there's an unruly football fan who began to ambush him with an inflatable banana. Now, it does say here, I'll tell you what the journalist said. After creeping up behind the unwitting journalist reporting for Sport Italia, the bearded fan... I mean, would you describe him as beard fan? I thought banana-wielding fan would have been probably more apt.
Yes.
Begins to repeatedly poke the reporter with the inflatable fruit and rub him exuberantly on the head. Exuberantly. This is one of those occasions where I haven't used exuberantly for a while. I'll tell you what happened. It's really quite sweet, actually. The guy is in the background. He's the fan. He's walking across the road with this banana. There was like a thing ages ago in football where you were allowed to bring inflatable bananas into. I don't know what that was.
Just bananas?
There were like, I don't know, there was like sold on the front cover of TV Times or whatever. Anyway, so there were a big thing. This looks like one of those. And he's walking in the background and he just stops. And he must be about sort of 20 metres away. You can just see him kind of stop and look at the interview that's happening. And then he sort of like...
The little...
Yeah.
The brain's going. Yeah.
So then he comes closer to the reporter and he just starts prodding him. Like this. And then putting it on his face and stuff. The Italian... Initially, the reporter remained stoic in the face. He did really well to hide his frustration. There's another F. Yet, after just 20 seconds of irritation... Now, I think 20 seconds of irritation will be a great name for a band. It's like Panic at the Disco, isn't it? Or 60 Seconds from Mars. It's 20 seconds of irritation. He finally snaps with hilarious consequences. In scenes...
It's like my love life, actually. Sorry when I think about it.
Yeah. he grabs the banana, which sounds like my love life. And then starts hitting the man. Bang, bang, bang. But goes off screen whilst he's doing it. So the camera's still rolling and he's bashing this guy and the guy just runs off. It's so funny. So in scenes reminiscent of slapstick comedy, the reporter takes matters into his own hand, snatching the banana away from his rowdy adversary and wielding it upon him instead. Transfer deadline is one of the most popular events of the football calendar, as clubs attempt to sign players just before the window closes. Just necessary to add that point there. A number of...
If you've come this far in the story, you don't need to know. you're already hooked.
Now... In the background of sports reports, I think you are setting yourself up for whatever happens next. If you are... So initially you think, oh, Chris is talking about the banana guy, right? I'm not. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the reporter who beats up the football fan because he should learn not to do... especially when you're on air. Listen, in the background, all you got to do is look. It doesn't matter, need to be a football fan, but in the background of reports, you'll see people who notice that the camera's about to start rolling and do something, right? Mm-hmm. One of my friends, Matt James, he was, I think, I can't remember, it's something to do with Norwich Football Club, and he started pretending to fuck another man. In the background, he was like, and I think he had his bum out maybe, A number of reporters have been forced to this is back to the report, have been forced to deal with foul-mouthed and unruly individuals doing their utmost to disrupt each live bulletin surrounding the event. Last year, Sky Sports took the decision to replace the reporters. Sorry, not to replace them. To place their reporters inside stadiums and training grounds, which you'll have seen this now, rather than in public areas after a number were subject to lewd tricks. So I don't think this is about the football fans themselves, because that's they're there to do this. I think if you're going to put your reporter in between a bunch of football fans, then you got to go, I'm happy with the consequences. There it
is. Especially just pre-game, because they're just coming out of the pubs. They've had a few.
Yeah, you've got, it's not great, I agree. But if you don't want it, you don't do it. And that's why Sky have done what they've done. There we go. That's me F. Now, do you want me to do me extra F now, or do you want me to do it, wait?
It's up to you. We do it. Is it related to your story?
It's a completely unrelated thing.
Go for it. Right. Mic's still yours.
Really, really
quick. You can post the mic to me when you're done, and then I'll have my turn.
Yeah, really quick. This is, I was initially going to go with the idiots on Facebook, and Facebook being the one. Is that yours?
It's a long episode.
Yeah, no, this is just, so this is, I'm just going to read a couple of things. I thought this, we might want to cut this out, but here's what somebody says. Goodbye, America. Hello, New York. so they're obviously, there's a picture of the, what's that mountain we've got the president's face here? Rushmore.
Rushmore.
Yeah. And then somebody says, it's crazy how nature make that. This is, I think Titanic is fake because how do they record it when they are all dying in the water? Somebody says, it's a remake of what actually happened, isn't it? That's what it's about. And then the same guy goes, so people in the movie aren't alive? Alex says, I got a new number. Text me for the number. Maybe actually, I might not be stupid. She might still have access to the old phone. I'm not against gay people in the slightest, but how do the penis fit into each other? what's this one? Keep going down a little bit. It's a flute-shaped swimming pool. It's actually a violin, whichever way you slice it. It's not a flute. It's a violin.
F for flute.
Yeah. Lol, just found a phone from the 90s with a hashtag. Twitter wasn't even invented then. Why did they need a hashtag back then? And I'll do one more. They've updated their banner, I guess, with a picture of a sloth or sloth. I can't ever remember which way I meant to say, but you know that one with the slow moving
sloth
bear.
I say sloth. Like the Goonies.
Yes, yeah. What type of cat is this? There we go. That's the Facebook ones. Right, okay. I'm done. I'm done talking.
Okay, my turn. I'm going to do a story from Time Magazine.
The letter T.
Letter T for Time, M for Magazine, and also somewhere in here I've shoehorned an F.
Oh, right, okay.
School employee fakes child's death for vacation days. F for fake.
Right, so say that again. They fake their...
School employee fakes child's death for vacation days.
Oh, my God. Their own, so this is what I mean, their own child's then, right?
Yeah. So this lady here, Joan Barnett, basically was looking for an excuse to ditch work and go to Costa Rica. So this is in 2010. Joan Barnett, she worked for the New York City School District, decided she wanted to extend her spring break in Costa Rica. Her simple solution was to fake her own daughter's death.
Oh, my God.
So she was a parent coordinator. Whatever. Tells parents. Parent coordinator.
Yeah, coordinate death in real life. How to, yeah.
Yeah, so she had one of her daughters, actual daughters, contact the school and explain that her sister had suffered a fatal heart attack in Costa Rica.
Holy shit.
Naturally, she would have to, she would, Barnett, the school lady, would be forced to hop on a plane and attend the funeral. So she went to Costa Rica, enjoyed her vacation, lasted 2.5 weeks. She faxed a what's the F's here? She faxed a forged death certificate to her employer. That was a mandatory sort of requirement from the school district for bereavement. School officials grew wary because now somebody's, I don't know if I would do this. So one of the other staff at the school that she's faxed the death certificate to decided to check into this death certificate to see if it was legit.
Oh, really?
So she mustn't be the most trustworthy person to be.
No, that's right. Unless it is as part of the process of dealing with this, you do this. But you're right. I think this is more saying, hang on a minute. I think it'd be prudent to look into this.
Yeah. So what happened is the city investigators determined that this death certificate's identification numbers was linked to a man who died in 2005. When she was confronted, Barnett, your lady, basically said, no, you're wrong. I'll even get you a new death certificate.
So hang on. Sorry. No, in order for me to prove this, I'll get another one made up.
Another death certificate made up.
But that proves that the other one wasn't real then.
Correct.
Yeah. So she's
basically pretended her kids died, got another by getting another one of her kids to say, now if you're going to fake a kid's, now this is, you know, we'll talk about kid death here a little bit, but you know, we'll try to keep it as light as we possibly can. You wouldn't say a heart attack. Kids don't die of heart attacks.
No, but you're only talking about people dying because they haven't died, right? That's correct. The point. Yeah. Okay. So
this kid may not have even existed, to be honest.
Oh God. Yeah. That's a good point. She's faked the death. She could have faked the birth as well.
Yeah, so she had one of her daughters contact the school and said that her sister had suffered a fatal heart attack in Costa Rica. So basically, yeah, this lady, she got a big surprise here. She lost her job.
Oof.
And she pled guilty to a misdemeanor. The sort of line at the end, now she gets to spend all of her spring break alone at home. So that's my lady, F for Fake, which is an Orson Welles documentary. Have you ever seen it?
Yes.
It's like big fat Orson Welles, like in the 70s kind of
thing. Yeah.
Talking about fakery and tricksters and stuff. It's actually pretty fascinating. That's it. That's my lady here. Fakes her kid's death for some extra vacation days.
I just noted a couple of other Fs that you had in there. There was facts.
Facts forged.
Forged. Five was the age of the child, right?
Did I say that?
Something five. Maybe she was 35. How old is she? Somebody's five.
Doesn't say.
So you said.
Say she's five.
No, maybe 35. Maybe she's just 45. And then that'd be two Fs.
I don't know.
You definitely said
Let's
five.
Let's put it in there just because it's fun.
Yeah. Fake, obviously. And fatal.
Fatal heart attack. Yeah. Kids don't die. Many kids don't die of heart attacks. That's what I would. That's what I wouldn't go with that. I would go to kill, like you. Your biggest fear: killed by a jellyfish.
You know, there are a couple of ways we could look at the word idiot. One of them is the what an idiot, right? You know, there are some people like yours where that is a new type of idiot. That is somebody who's deceptive and just not very good at it, right?
Correct.
So this is like criminal behavior rather than just irritant like old banana face.
This lady reminds me, the story's not as good and I won't rank as high, but this reminds me of one of the first stories we told in World League was the Scottish guy that stuck tissue paper in his to his face and in his mouth and then walked into his local betting shop where everybody knew him, and he took a letter from the betting shop addressed to him and wrote like his ransom demand or his like demands on the back of that. Like that's you try to do something.
Well, here's something interesting.
Criminal,
yeah.
And it's you didn't, you just did it very, very poorly.
Now that's interesting because this is also a bit like Weekend at Bernie's post office. Okay, so they have a dead friend and they bring his body down. Yeah. Now, the reason that I think that that is interesting is because Scottish tissue guy is 8.8. And Weekend at Bernie's post office is 8.5. Do we think that this might be around that score then?
The story is, and I looked at a couple other places, it's not fleshed out enough to, like...
I agree, but...
I need a bit more context. Other than she lost her job, like, did she have a kid? Did she then have to murder the kid to cover her tracks even more? You know, stuff like that.
Well, how about this then? Why don't we dock it? Because we need that full story, one point, right? So it becomes a 7.5. Do you reckon?
I think so, because there's a few different reasons, and I've never done this, but if I was going to kind of make an excuse to not go to work, I don't know if I would fake my own kid's death.
No, yeah, that's
right. You're
going
to get rumbled at some point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So let's call this one fake kid's death, sorry. Fake kid's death. And we don't know if we know if it was a fake kid, like you said.
Well, it could be a fake kid's death, or it could be a kid's
fake death. Yeah. Fake. Either way, it's fake. And my football fan with a banana. I'm not going to... The banana shouldn't... We've already got banana in this list twice. We've got banana art and banana drama. I was really pleased with that one. But I don't think it is that. I think that this is more just that man who loses the plot. It almost feels like, just going from ones that we've told before, it almost feels like it's like a person who's reviewing the Novotels, you know, who's like, I'm doing this really great thing, but I just don't know how to be human about it. Sort of, if you're not prepared to deal with punches, you don't become the target.
That's deep.
God, I know. I just invented that.
Holy smokes. Okay, so what are we thinking? I'm thinking maybe like a 6.2, 6.3 in my mind.
I think that's about right. Yeah, 6.2. Let's put it 6.2, as we both said that. It's in that sort of ballpark, isn't it? And this is... footy fan fiasco.
Playable. Do fiasco. Like banana guy
alliteration.
Mad reporter.
6.2, did you say?
Yeah, it works about right. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, right, fab. So we have two more. Footy fan fiasco is 25, and the fake kid's death is number 10. That is our top 10 entry.
Ooh, cracking the top 10.
And we are 36 names to our list. This is going to be long, isn't it? And that's the point of this, is to fill that with longness.
Like you're warning people. This is going to be long. This is going to drag on for a fair bit.
As long as you're not bored. Right. Okay. Nah, my business is all over.
Do you shit yourself?
that was very, very good. Yeah, that's the one that's when you say, oh, something funny happened to me today, that's the one I'm going to try to remember and cobble together. Right, okay.
All right,
let's be done with us.
Let's get the F out of here, man.
Yeah, let's get the F out.
All right, thanks guys.
Ta-ra. Bye-bye.